So, you know when you're staring at a totally crumpled, coffee-stained receipt from a business
Oh,
lunch?
yeah, the absolute worst.
Right. And if you feed that to a standard scanner, it usually just spits out a complete jumble of random letters. I mean, basic optical character recognition is, well, it's basically a parrot.
Yeah, it just repeats the text it sees but doesn't actually comprehend a single word of it, which is useless for accounting.
Exactly. But today's deep dive is looking at a tool that claims to understand the actual context behind those numbers. We're pulling straight from the Maya product website to figure out how Maya for QuickBook actually pulls this off.
And, to get past that parrot phase, a system really has to stop just reading words and start looking at the page the way a human would.
Like visually.
Right. A standard scanner just sees the letters for the word total. But a vision model, which is what this tool uses, analyzes where that word is actually placed on the paper.
Okay, so let's unpack this for you listening. Map this out for me. Say I take a picture of this messy receipt on my phone. How does texting that photo magically turn into a contextualized bookkeeping entry without me even like logging into an app?
Well, the underlying mechanism relies entirely on spatial awareness. When you text the photo, the AI doesn't just scrape the text, it actually analyzes the physical layout.
Okay, layout meaning.
Like, for example, it understands that the word credit, printed at the very top of the page, means you're likely looking at a credit memo.
Oh, gotcha.
But if it sees credit way down at the bottom next to a final tally, it knows that's just the payment method.
That makes total sense. Or like how a big red paid stamp with four digits implies something entirely different than a block of text just saying DUE, net 30.
Precisely. It evaluates those structural visual cues to mirror a human bookkeeper's intuition. And once it figures out that context, it automatically creates a draft directly in your QuickBooks.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting, though, because receipts are notoriously chaotic, right? People write on them, the ink fades, the formats are completely
Oh,
random.
they're a total mess.
So if the AI is trying to interpret all these messy visual cues, what happens when a document looks like two different things? I'd be terrified of the AI just hallucinating a guess and completely ruining my books.
And that exact risk of hallucination is the main reason they abandoned the typical black box AI model.
Because you can't have an AI just guessing with money.
Exactly. When money is involved, you need explainable AI. So instead, the system uses a deterministic classifier.
Deterministic meaning, it follows rigid preset rules.
Yes. It actively searches for what they call proof predicates.
Proof predicates. Okay.
Yeah, think of these as a strict checklist of required or forbidden features. It uses this checklist to sort documents into four distinct buckets:
Which are?
an expense, a bill, a credit card credit, or a vendor credit.
It sounds a bit like a nightclub bouncer checking an ID, but instead of just looking at your face and letting you in based on vibes, they have a strict checklist to follow.
That's a great way to look at it.
Like first they check if you're on the VIP list, maybe that's a bill, and if you aren't, they check if you have a general admission ticket, like a vendor credit.
And that cascade is literally built into the code as a specificity hierarchy.
Specificity hierarchy.
Right. If multiple categories seem to match, it prioritizes the most specific one first, like bill over vendor credit, then expense, then credit card credit.
Wow, so by logging that exact rigid reasoning, you get consistent and predictable results, not just a random guess.
Exactly. It's fully auditable logic.
But I mean, even with the best bouncer in the world, someone is going to hand over a completely mangled, illegible ID.
Sure, it happens.
Because the system operates on such rigid rules, it's inevitably going to hit a wall, right? Where nothing on the checklist matches.
Well, yes, but the system processes about 9 out of 10 receipts perfectly. It hits a 92% end-to-end accuracy rate.
Oh, wow. That's really high.
It is. But that 10th receipt is exactly why they built in a fail-safe.
Okay, so what happens with that 10th one?
When the AI hits a wall and isn't sure, it won't guess. It just uploads the image to your QuickBooks attachments and simply texts you to ask for help.
Wait, so if it's texting me for help because it's confused, what is it actually doing inside my QuickBooks account in the meantime? Is it just making blind entries, hoping I fix them later?
This raises an important question about user control. No, it never posts anything permanently on its own.
Oh, good.
It only ever creates drafts. You always have to make the final call and hit approve before anything hits your ledger.
Okay, so what does this all mean? It shows the AI is designed to be genuinely helpful, not perfectly autonomous.
Right. You get the efficiency of automation with the total peace of mind of human oversight.
That makes me feel a lot better. But since I'm, you know, texting financial documents back and forth with an AI, I have to ask, where do those images actually end up? Are they safe?
They aren't permanently stored on the AI servers at all. The tool connects to your accounting software via OAuth 2.0.
Which is an industry standard, right?
Exactly. Meaning the AI never actually sees, stores, or handles your QuickBooks login credentials.
It just gets secure, temporary permission to drop the draft and the image into your account.
Precisely. It does the heavy lifting, but you hold the keys.
Which leaves you with something really interesting to ponder. I mean, as vision models get better at instantly parsing complex structural context from a simple smartphone photo turning that dumb parrot of a scanner into a nuanced bookkeeper, what other mundane, paper-heavy chores in your daily life might soon be solved with just a single text message?